We welcome you back in, everybody. Facts and Childress here from 105.5 The Roar, and we've got Coach Mike Reed and Coach Mickey Kahn in the building. Coaches, excited to have you guys and appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Coach Kahn, we can start with you. Talk to me a little bit about this offseason, this transition with the new defensive coordinator and Tom Allen coming in. Just got the chance to visit with Coach Rumpf and Coach Eason, and they were singing the praises of the camaraderie amongst this unit on the defensive side of the ball with the coaches.
I think it starts with leadership. I think, you know, Coach Allen is he's a really good leader, obviously. I mean, he, you know, was head coach at Indiana. He was, he's been a defensive coordinator several places. He was a high school head coach. So, I mean, he knows people. He knows how to lead. And he's done a great job of coming in to our staff room and just bringing the group together and bringing that leadership, accountability as a staff. I think that's where it starts.
And Coach Reed, a similar question for you. How would you say that process has gone throughout the course of the offseason with the new head man in charge on the defensive side of the ball and Coach Allen?
Well, I love it. You know, he comes in and he meets with everybody. We have a staff meeting every day, and it's the devotional. Excuse me. And he places a charge on the coaches' hearts. And so it's been great. And if you think about it, you know, a lot of us have been here for a long time. I've known Mickey for a long time, even before he was here at Clemson. Coach Rump, I've known him. Coach Eason. So Coach has a great, a great knack of bringing people together, you know, and it's great. And then to see his passion on the field for the players, you love it.
Yeah, and you guys both have a very extensive track record of putting guys in the pros, great player development on the defensive side of the football. Talk to me a little bit about the group you've got on your hands this year. A lot of young guns that are ready to get after it, but a nice mix of some veteran flavor in the defensive back room to kind of help pave the way for the younger talent.
Well, it's good. You know, like I said, our culture is a little different here. And it's great because, you know, we take the time to actually truly, you know, educate these kids, not only on the game of football, but the game of life. And guys come here for a different reason. And to see the way that we've melted together and all the, I guess, the personalities, our kids love it, you know, and the competition that we face every day, we have no choice but to get better.
And Coach Kahn, same question to you.
The kids that we get at Clemson are different.
Yeah.
You know, they come here for the holistic development that you get at Clemson, but these are elite players that come from elite families that understand the importance of, you know, they want to win. Don't get me wrong when I say, but they also want their sons to be developed. They want them to be around good people. They want them to be held accountable. They want them to get a degree, an education, all those things that we provide and win championships, you know, at the same time, which we have done at a high level. And then we've got a really good crop, you know, on the back end to mold and get ready for this season.
And, Coach, speaking of great families, Avion Terrell, obviously the younger brother of AJ, who's had a lot of success in the National Football League with the Atlanta Falcons. He's on NFL draft boards this year, but obviously he's got great aspirations at Clemson to win a championship like you're talking about and to get back to that mountaintop. Talk a little bit about how he sets the tone for everybody else in that room, or same could be said for you, Coach Reed.
Well, he's a huge competitor. And a segment this weekend that was being on YouTube about Avion and AJ, and they're huge competitors. And so AJ won a national championship, so it wouldn't be right if he doesn't win one, because then it's going to be the talk of the dinner table. But a kid like that with that type of ability, you know, his mindset, he's very hungry. You know, he's not the same stature as his brother.
Right.
And so he has a more bite. You know, AJ was the silent assassin, whereas Avion is going to tell you that he's going to assassinate you. And when you have a young man with that type of, you know, that type of mentality in a room, he wants to be around a bunch of guys that want to fight and want to compete. And going against Coach Riley every day with the weapons he has over there is going to make us a better unit.
Well, speaking of fighting and competing, somebody that's kind of stealing the show on that side of the football as well that you've got the chance to coach, it's rare that you get a 6'2 frame with the ball skills of Ashton Hampton. I know the one-handed pick caught everybody's attention last year at Virginia Tech, but really on tape, he was technically sound from start to finish. Talk a little bit about his freshman campaign, how impressive he was, and then what your expectations are for him going forward.
Well, you know, the expectation with him for him was to come in and compete and be ready to play. I've known Ashton since he was 9 years old. So to see his progression, you know, from a young tot to who he is now is tremendous, because I didn't ever think he would be that tall. I mean, his dad is 5'10". You know, his brother's 10. His mom is about 5'7". So when you see him, you're like, whoa, he's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
But my expectations for him is like to all of them, is we've got to hit the ground running. We got to charge back up that mountain. Last year's plays are not going to equal this year's success. And so Coach Sweeney does a heck of a job of reiterating that when we go to camp, like, hey, this is a new year. Like, we got to do it this year. So it's going to be awesome. You know, this chapter in the book is going to be great.
And Coach Khan, we'll throw things back to you. Speaking of 6'2 defensive, some versatility, a player I'm personally very high on and I know a lot of fans are excited about is Ricardo Jones. Talk to me a little bit about his development and what your expectations are for him this season.
Yeah, you know, Ricardo Jones, he's a ball-hawking safety. I mean, this kid had about 18 picks in high school, and he's tall, long, rangy, but he's really smart. He understands the game. He understands – he has great instincts for the game. Sometimes that can get him in trouble, but at the same time, that guy, he wants around the football. He brings a level of intensity and enthusiasm to the defense. Man, he's a really high-energy player, man, you know, which can get him in trouble sometimes too. But he brings a great level of intensity, and like you said, or like I said before, he wants to go get the football.
And, you know, I'm friends with Barrett Carter, who was on last year's team, and Barrett told me off the record a couple weeks ago that might be the most passionate football player he's ever seen is Ricardo Jones from an energy perspective.
He loves it. When he mid-yeared for the bowl game a couple of years ago, he was out there. We were in shorts, and he's on the scout team. Man, he's making plays. He's no fly zone. He's all, you know, he was all over the place. He just had on sweatpants. I think everybody else had on pads because they weren't allowed to put on pads yet. And but yeah, he's a wild one. He loves football. I mean, and that goes back to what I was saying before. The kind of kids that we recruit and the kind of kids that we get players that love playing the game. You know, that's important. That starts at the top with Coach Sweeney. Those are the type players he wants us to get, and those are the type we go get. But he absolutely loves football. And then going back to Avion, AJ, Terrell's, I just love their family.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, anytime they get a chance to come back and speak to recruits or to us coaches, man, they're the best people in the world, man. Just really love that family.
And Coach Reed, we'll throw this back to you and then back to you, Coach Khan. I think mentality when playing defensive back matters a lot. You have to have a different type of mentality to be alone on an island with somebody. It's just you versus them, and you got to shut them down. Talk a little bit about the recruitment process, and you're talking about the different type of kids that come to Clemson. Where does dog mentality and having that toughness and tenacity come into the recruiting process when evaluating a prospect?
Well, it's big, very big. Like you say, being a corner is different. You know, I always, you know, related to kids playing in a sandbox, where we're the kids that playing in a sandbox by ourselves, because more than likely that's where we are on that island. Yeah. You want that mentality. You have to have that mentality because, you know, on any given moment you can allow a big play to happen, and now you've got to come back, recollect your thoughts, and go back out there and do it. And then, not to mention, you're reacting off to somebody else. You know, so it's definitely a difficult position, and so the mentality is a big box in recruiting. You know, can I trust that guy out there and get the job done? Does he have that mindset that he wants to dominate every play? Because if you don't, he's probably won't be a good defensive back or a good corner.
And then, Coach Khan, it would be the same for you. Obviously, a little bit different of a position with corner versus safety, but mentality matters just as much, in my opinion, because you're trying to take somebody's head off coming over the middle at safety. You have to have that hard-hitting tenacity to you. Talk a little bit about how that weighs in your recruiting process with your position.
Well, first off, you want to get a kid that comes from a winning program.
Yeah.
I mean, you want winners.
Right.
You know, winners win. It don't just happen. You know, so you're looking for those kids that have that passion of a Ricardo Jones, you know, of a Khalil Barnes, that just they hate to lose. They want to win, and it just kills them. I mean, for Barrett to say that about Ricardo, it just kills them, and you see that expression, and I would rather try to control that, you know, than pour that passion into them, because you can't do that. You got to try to contain that passion, and that's what we want. We are the last line of defense. So we do have to have that physical knock-you-out mentality at safety. And I love guys that want to be physical and can hit. But when that ball goes up in the air, man, I want guys that want to come down with it. You know, I love guys that have, you know, great ball skills that can go get the football.
Yeah, and this one for you, Coach Reed, and we'll get throw back to Coach Khan as well. A lot of versatility on this defense and with the defensive backs, specifically thinking of guys like Khalil Barnes and Shelton Lewis with their ability to line up in the nickel. We've seen Khalil at safety a little bit. Talk about, in your respective roles, what value does that versatility provide with schemes and coverages and how you can mix and match personnel based off matchups?
And just like you said, it's like having a Swiss Army knife. These kids, you can plug and play in a lot of positions, you know, where you may have a kid that's not ready to play. Well, this young man can, you know, hop over here and do this. It's always good to have those type of kids because, like I said, the athleticism wins. You know, you can do a lot. You can scheme a lot. Matchups, you know, you can put guys in different positions where there may be a matchup difference. So.
And the same for you, Coach Khan. Talk a little bit about Khalil specifically and the versatility he provides. A lot of people anticipating for him to have a big junior campaign, and obviously his first 2 years have been filled with star-studded moments.
Yeah, you know, the more knowledge that you attain and learn defensively, because every position has a different role, you know, the more valuable you become as a player and to put yourself in position to play. So I'll use Khalil as an example. So he comes in his freshman year, and He learns the nickel position. Well, we had a guy get hurt in the first game of the year.
Yep.
Well, then he starts the next game at nickel, okay? And he does unbelievable. Has an interception, calls a fumble, had like 7 tackles. He was unreal. So, boom, now he puts himself into position to play. Well, then we had later in the season, and this is a true freshman, we had an injury at one of the safety positions. Well, we move Khalil to that safety, and this is a true freshman.
Yeah.
We move him to that safety position, boom, and he didn't even have a drop off. I mean, it was just like clockwork for him. So, and the way he did it, he came in January, man, and just got in there and learned it. And then, you know, guys like Nolan Turner, who's helping me with the safeties, gets in there and helps those guys, you know, learning the defense, but it puts him in position to play. And, you know, then there's other guys that come in and all they can learn is maybe one position. Well, if you have that position versatility, then we have to, you know, we'll have to move a Khalil around, you know, to get the best players on the field, because ultimately that's what you want. You want the best players on the field that can make plays, whatever position that is.
Yeah, for certain. As we continue to visit with Coach Reed and Coach Khan, Coach Reed, we'll throw it back to you. I want to ask you specifically about Shelton Lewis. From my perspective on things, I think back to that bowl game a couple years back against Kentucky, right? Really rough first half, but responds so well in the second half, has that game-sealing pick, and then we started to see some of the signs of what he can become throughout the course of last season in his 10 games played. Talk to me a little bit about what you are anticipating from him this season specifically, and his development and growth throughout the course of that process.
Well, he came in, and like you said, as a freshman, stepped in that game. Nate Wiggins didn't play, and Shelton stepped in and had a rough first half. And not to mention he was going against a guy who was a very good
dog
receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, took it on the chin like a champ, kept fighting, and made the play that sealed the game for us. He's in a position where, you know, he's coming off an injury, so he's got to get back healthy.
Yep.
And but my vision for him is to keep getting better. You know, keep getting better, hone in on your techniques, fundamentals, and become a little bit more of a leader, vocal, and then hey, let the chips fall where they may.
And another guy I want to ask you about before I go back to Coach Conn for some closing comments. Jay Lou, it feels like he may have been the forgotten piece in this puzzle, but you want to talk about physically imposing, freak of nature, athleticism-wise. I mean, this is a five-star from just down the road at Malden. You know, I know Jaden pretty well personally, and every time he actually is able to get on the field with some of those health issues he's had, it feels like he's impacting the game in a positive way. Talk a little bit about what having a guy like that in your chamber that you can go to means for this program.
Well, he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And to his testament, you know, he's course. You know, we're a kid who has some little nag injuries, could have went on a sideline, could have transferred, a thing of that nature. But he loves Clemson. He loves competing. He loves playing football. And for him, like I said, you know, his thing is to be totally healthy.
Yeah.
If he's totally healthy, as you remember the play his freshman year, he makes an interception in the ACC championship game. Very indicative of his athleticism. I look for a big year out of him. You know, great young man, great family. You know, like you said, he's from right down the road in Malden. And so he's got a lot to prove.
And then Coach Conn, who's somebody in your position group that might be flying a little bit under the radar, but you feel like has had a really strong offseason?
Well, we haven't talked about Kylan Griffin.
Yep.
And we haven't talked about Ronan Hanifin.
Yep.
And, you know, those are two guys right there that are competing for a starting job. So, I mean, you know, we mentioned Ricardo. Mentioned KB, man, yep. two really good players. But Ronan and Kylan Griffin are two guys that can play. Rob Billings is a guy who had a good spring. Kylan Webb keeps getting better. So, I mean, there's some guys in there we hadn't talked about, but those guys can play, and they're hungry for the opportunity. You take Kylan Griffin, for example. I mean, you know, he got thrown into a situation against Notre Dame. His redshirt freshman year comes in and gets a – kind of the game-winning interception for that game, and then comes back the next week against Georgia Tech, gets a pick. So, you know, he's primed and ready for a great year. And then Ronan, we moved him over from receiver. He was a great high school defense. In fact, a lot of schools recruited him as a defensive player. And now he's learning the concepts of defense. And just, I mean, this guy's he is a really hard-working kid who's a physical freak. I mean, he can run. He can hit. He's physical. He's big. So, you know, he's a guy that's going to give us a chance too.
And how has that transition been with getting him back on the defensive side of the ball? Obviously, he's not completely foreign to the position, as you alluded to, but 6'3", 215, and having that flexibility to play safety, even pop in with some nickel, that is something that not a lot of teams in the country have.
Yeah, you know, we had that with, you know, we had Tanner Muse all those years. I mean, he's, you know, kind of a lot like that. Can just big physical, can run. I'm excited to see what he'll do, just learning the concepts and continue to improve, which he's done. I mean, he's gotten better every single time he's been thrown in there. He gets better every day.
Coach Reed, Coach Conn, we really appreciate both of you all for taking the time with us, and best of luck this upcoming season. Should be a blast.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate that. Thank you.